Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Oh, I got some Bachelor news. That story's coming up. But first, 23.6 million people watched the Academy Awards on Sunday, which is down 6 million viewers from last year.
Oh, my gosh. Because it sounds like that's, like, without saying that it went down, be like, oh, that's pretty good,
yeah.
Right? 23 million? But
it's
no,
not. It's
not.
Super bad. Actually, they were the lowest ever for the Oscars.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe they need to bring
a host back.
A host back.
Yeah. I mean, the bit I watched, it was super boring, but I thought maybe it's just because none of the movies really blew anybody away this year. I don't know.
Because I had more interest in watching some of these movies than in
really?
A lot of the years past, but I didn't really care who won. Mm-hmm. You know, like
which is odd because it was all the big names. You know, you had your Brad Pitt and your Joaquin Phoenix.
You could just read about it the next day. Like, what was it going to offer us? Entertainment for 3 hours? Like, I don't think so. So I made other plans.
Yeah.
Florida Georgia Line and Jason Aldean are releasing a new bourbon.
Yes! Yeah!
It's called Wolf Moon Bourbon. It's described as being distilled from Midwest grains and aged 4 years in charred American oak barrels. The bourbon has hints of caramel, sweet corn, honey, and candied fruit.
Sounds delicious.
I hate candied fruit, but I think that I would try it in a bourbon.
You liked everything before that, though.
Yeah, sure did. I mean, I'd be willing to try it.
Yeah. What's the name of it again?
It's called Wolf Moon Bourbon. Okay, and now let's talk about The Bachelor, because this is a bizarre season. I think for the first time, I think this is the first season, except for the very first season of The Bachelor, that there are no spoilers. Like, we don't know who Peter ends up with.
Right,
there
yeah.
have not been photos of like, one of the ladies walking around with the diamond ring. Mm-hmm. There's not been any of that, which in past Bachelors there has been.
Yeah, and Hannah's come and gone, and there's been a lot. Yeah.
Right.
But.
So I did a little digging, okay? After some investigating, it seems that Peter may not end up with one of the contestants at all. He seems to be dating a producer on the show.
Ooh.
Her name is Julie LaPlaca, okay? So first, on New Year's Eve day, he posted a photo in New York City with his family at brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she was with them. So, like, sitting right in the middle, right next to him. But how would you know who, like, what the producer looks like? It could just be any random girl that's in his family. Like, you know, it was a big family photo. But if you go to Julie's Instagram page, there's a picture of her in New York City saying, oh, this is my first love. And there just happens to be Peter in the background. And he's kind of turned, so you're not really like, you wouldn't, if you didn't know that it was him, you wouldn't necessarily know that it was him.
Yeah.
But then you're like, wait a minute, they were together. They just had lunch. And now she's saying this is a picture of her first love and Peter is in the background. What?
You're doing some good internet stalking there.
I am an internet stalker for sure. So I have two theories. A, he ends up with Julie LaPlaca.
Okay.
But that seems too obvious. It's on both of their Instagrams. The Bachelor is better than that.
So you're going even deeper than that deep dive?
I think.
Oh boy.
I think this is a distraction. I think they probably just ran into each other and they were like, hey, let's really get people talking. Come and get in this picture with my family. I'll get in the background of your photo because really, I'm going to marry Hannah Brown. What?
My God.
That's my theory. So we'll see. I don't know.
I never thought in 1,000 years I would see you this into The Bachelor.
I like talking about it a lot more than actually watching it because those girls are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But yeah. But listen, and speaking of people who are a little cuckoo and beautiful women, did you know that plastic surgery procedures are on the rise? And you'll never guess why. But think about it. You've got an hour because I'll tell you why in the next X-Files.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by PLCB. Cozy up with winter essentials from your local fine wine and good spirits.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We've got an awesome clip. clip of a new song for you from Blake Shelton and a special guest. We'll get into that in just a minute. But first, last night is, well, tonight will be the last night for the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Last night was, you know, the first night of the of the whole show. And let's just talk about some of the dogs, because I know that you are a dog fanatic. There's a Shetland sheepdog named Conrad from Bella Vista, California, that won the herding group. Conrad, that is. There's a Havanese named Bono that won last year's reserve best in show. And he also won the toy group for the second consecutive year. So he's also in contention again to win best in show.
Okay.
He could take the trophy again. Little Bono is super cute. There is a Whippet from Athens, Georgia named Bourbon, who won the Hound group.
Yeah, and Whippets look, they look like they're running even when they're standing still because they're so sleek.
This dog is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, Whippets are gorgeous dogs anyway, but this one is, it's really.
And he's named Bourbon.
You have to love that, right? But there's also a Pennsylvania dog in here, Dave. It's a standard poodle named Seba from Northampton, PA. Seba won the non-sporting group. Now, the dog's competition name is Stone Run Afternoon Tea. And, of course, because it's our Pennsylvania poodle, then that's who we're all
We got a pull,
for. Yeah. Speaking of looking beautiful, as these dogs do, plastic surgery procedures are on the rise because of selfies.
Okay.
People are taking so many photos of themselves and not happy with them that instead of just using the filters, they're filtering their faces with cosmetic surgery, which I find crazy.
Yeah, you're right. The filters are there.
I know.
Use them. Do your little duck face or whatever it is. Use the filter and you're good to go.
Right. I mean, you can go onto YouTube and see all these makeup tutorials. They teach you how to do this stuff so that if you don't even want to use the filter and it's like, that's really me just with a whole lot. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to go under the knife. God made you beautiful. I promise.
Sweet.
And you know what else is beautiful? Do you remember this song from Ram Jam?
Black Betty, bam, lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lamb. Black Betty had a child, bam, lamb.
It's all I know from Ram Jam.
Well, yeah, agree. Okay. So Blake Shelton has a new song with Mr. Worldwide Pitbull.
We're here for a long time.
That's really good.
Dave and I are totally into it. And Donnie was like,
he's in the other room dancing.
I got that song, but I don't like the song. But I think he's
still dancing. Yeah.
He had to change it. So that song is tremendous. It's Pitbull and Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest song hooks of all time.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you're driving into work at whatever time and that comes on.
Let's listen again.
We're here for a long time.
I love it. I don't know if this is a song that we're necessarily going to be playing on XTU, but like, I'm going to put it on my playlist.
Turn right, you are.
And
good
I'm gonna work out to that song. I might start working out more and harder just because of that song, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Thank you, Blake Shelton.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
What were Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston doing together after the Oscars? Ooh, I got the dirt on that coming up. But first, let's talk about Florida Georgia Line and Jason Aldean. They're releasing a new bourbon called Wolf Moon Bourbon.
Ooh.
Yeah, it has hints of caramel, sweet corn, honey, and candied fruit.
Ooh.
I say, I'm in. This has been a really strange season for The Bachelor because I think, except for the very first season ever, this is the first time that there haven't been any leaks about who The Bachelor chose. Like, usually we see a photo with one of the contestants wearing a diamond.
Because they film them months ahead of time,
right? Exactly. Yeah. And that hasn't been the case until now, Dave. Yes. So it seems that perhaps Peter, The Bachelor, may not end up with one of the contestants after all, and instead might be dating a producer. truth. Okay. So he posted a photo of his family on New Year's Eve, and there she is all snuggled up next to him at a restaurant in New York City. And then when you go to her Instagram, there's a picture of her in New York City saying, "You'll always be my first love." And Peter is behind her. Or it's all just a ruse and he ends up with Hannah Brown anyway. I don't know. okay, so let's talk about Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. So, you know, Brad won the award at the Oscars for Best Supporting Actor. And Jennifer Aniston did not go as his date. As a matter of fact, she wasn't even there because she wasn't in any movies this last year that would have been nominated. But she did go to an after party. And it happened to be the same after party that Brad Pitt went to.
Oh, wait, hold on. I put it away. There's...
The guy who had the party is named Guy O'Siri, and he has a huge party every year after the Oscars. Mm-hmm. He is the manager for, like, U2 and Madonna.
Guy's
she
got money.
She usually hosts it. Yeah. But Madonna wasn't there because she's on tour in Europe right now, so she wasn't there. How old do you think Guy is, by the way, though? The manager of like, U2 and Madonna.
62.
47.
What?
Yeah.
I want to be him when I grow up and get younger.
And I love that he has a book called Jews Who Rock.
That's fun.
So anyway, yeah. So Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, both at the party. However, all they did was like acknowledge each other and move on. And that was it.
Well, that's all we saw. I mean, I would assume there's dozens and dozens of parties that they would both go to the same one.
Right. I know. But I'm also thinking that I think that they're trying to play it cool now. There are so many rumors about them that if their relationship is really like starting to pick up some momentum, they don't want everyone to know that. So they might be at the same party on purpose and not talk to each other to try to fizzle things out. But we're on to you. Brennifer.
How about this? How about this? This just occurred to me, rattle around in my head.
Oh boy.
What if Peter Weber starts dating Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt starts dating Hannah Brown?
They would all make beautiful babies.
Yeah, they'd be good looking kids.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.